USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The U.S. and South Korea have reached an agreement regarding the use of nuclear weapons. President Biden, appearing outside the White House with South Korea's president, said the two nations will stand together.
We celebrate the ironclad alliance, the shared vision of our future, and a deep friendship that unites the Republic of Korea and the United States.
Under what's being called the Washington Agreement, South Korea will not pursue its own nuclear program. A vote could come as soon as today to pass the House Republicans' bill to raise the nation's debt limit. Their legislation ties the debt ceiling increase to federal spending cuts. Democrats are unifying against the GOP bill, which the House Democratic Caucus Chair has called an extreme MAGA wish list. A judge has reprimanded former President Trump in his New York City civil rape case. On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump called the case a hoax and a scam, prompting the judge to warn Trump's lawyers about any further posts. E. Jean Carroll has accused Trump of raping her in a department store dressing room in 1996, then defaming her once she came forward with the allegations. She took to the stand today and told jurors Trump ruined her reputation by denying the rape allegation. He's in.
Today, I am announcing that I am a candidate for President of the United States.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson formally announced that he is running for the 2024 Republican nomination for president. In his announcement in Bentonville today, Hutchinson said he's running so Republicans have an alternative to Donald Trump. Health officials say a new fungus is spreading at what they call an alarming rate across the country.
It's called Candida auris, and two-thirds of all cases have been concentrated in New Jersey and New York, mainly hitting nursing homes and hospitals. It can be transmitted by skin-to-skin contact or by touching a contaminated surface. The CDC says cases of the fungus have tripled over a three-year period. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Record snowfall over the winter is now melting, putting millions of Americans in danger of flooding. In California, Yosemite National Park will be closing on Friday in anticipation of the large snowmelt. The Mississippi River in Wisconsin is forecast to crest just over 16 feet this week. It's possible this year's rise could result in the worst flood in 20 years in some areas. Walt Disney World is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Word of the suit came shortly after the newly appointed governing board for Disney's district voted to void a set of last-minute agreements the company made earlier this year. Disney calls the board's decision anti-business and unconstitutional. The company went on to say the governor has used a relentless campaign to weaponize government power to go after its operation. The ongoing feud between the state of Florida and the entertainment giant started last year after Disney spoke out against a law limiting discussions of sexual orientation in public schools. I'm Rick Hoschul.
Cuts are coming to UPS after the shipping company announced a 6% drop in first quarter revenue and that net income fell almost 30%. UPS is in the midst of cutting employee hours and reducing its overall workforce. A new Gallup poll from the Knight Foundation found that nearly 90% of Americans get their news from a public figure they follow on social media. More than half of those respondents said the figures they follow are scientists, journalists, or politicians and elected leaders. The study says a large group of Americans say they trust public figures more than news outlets. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.